the hills, Postalin, West Postalin, was always Prestige Street in Decatur. See, West Postalin in Decatur is from Decatur toward Atlanta. East Postalin is from Decatur toward Avondale. Avondale Estates used to be a Prestige subdivision, and probably still is, to, you know, for metal glaze. But now, really, the most prestigious streets around here, I think, are now, as far as local residents are concerned, is Riverside, really, and West Paces Ferry still is, and some of the smaller ones would be Knollwood, and Argonne, and Arden, Tuxedo, Blackland, and of course that area of Northside Drive around Blackland. But see, Northside Drive goes all the way in down there behind Georgia Tech, so you can't say that all of Northside Drive is prestigious.
Well, do you have a term for just the area around the governor's mansion? Do you refer to that area?
Around the governor's mansion, where it is now?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
West
Paces Ferry just about covers it.
Yeah, and that's, when you talk about that, you have that general, that Tuxedo, wouldn't Tuxedo Road be included in
that? Yeah, it's just a few blocks away from that governor's mansion.
Okay. I mean, you're on a small street.
See, the fellow that developed it. H.L. DeFore. I knew him years ago and still do.
Who developed Paces Ferry? West Paces?
No, Tuxedo Road and all like that. I believe it used to be the family farm. He owns that Tuxedo Shopping Center up there, among other things. It's just 5 or 6, 8 years older than me. That used to be part of the family farm. He developed Blackman Road.
What part of his family?
DeForest Ferry Road, I guess, was one of his ancestors. That's way off now. That's sort of run down. But they had a big old farm out here. You know, in his family.
Yeah.
So he went in the real estate business, developing his family's farm.
Wow. Yeah, we ought to buy a farm. Develop it for our children. Okay, we call it where you go, you have to wait for a train to pass?
A railroad crossing.
Okay, and then what do you call it where the tracks go over the road?
Overpass.
Okay, and then where they would go under?
An underpass.
What kind of parking do you usually do on a neighborhood street where you have to? You get up right next to the curb.
Parallel.
And then what are those outlets for fire hoses that you can't park near on the streets?
They're fire hydrants.
Then what kind of parking is mostly done in shopping centers?
Angled parking.
And what are the different angles that you like?
Well, actually, you call it all angle parking, but it's not all angle parking because a lot of it is just perpendicular. So you either park in perpendicular or you park at an angle.
What type of, where would you park downtown?
Parking lots.
Okay, and then what would you call the ones that have several different, like at Wrenches or Davis's?
I never really thought about a name for them. I guess it would just be a tiered parking lot or a multi-level parking lot or something like that.